Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, it's real, all right. Welcome in. It's real into the weekend, our favorite weekend in all of sports. Are you kidding me? We're at the Masters. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, son of 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper, and so great to be with you from the press building at Augusta National Golf Club for the playing of the 89th Masters Tournament. Bob, it's at the halfway point, and if you were looking for storylines, if you were looking for interest, for reasons to want to, maybe instead of going out and playing golf this weekend, to stay home and watch golf this weekend, we've got it here at Augusta. Augusta just has a way of putting on a show, don't they? And this year, no exception. A leaderboard that you can get behind in a guy in Justin Rose, yep, who is playing in his 20th Masters in search of his first green jacket. Bryson DeChambeau, who once made some comments that you would suggest are disrespectful about this place and suffered a couple of years of missed cuts, seems to be a little more penitent and approaching it differently. He's right there. Rory McIlroy chasing history and really immortality in the game of golf to join the career Grand Slam Club and pick up that elusive Masters green jacket. Scottie Scheffler is trying to go back-to-back, only the fourth player to ever do it. I mean, there is just a storyline after storyline. Very exciting stuff going to take place this weekend here at Augusta National.
Yeah, fellow countryman Shane Lowry also at 5-under par, just three shots back of Justin Rose, fellow countryman of Rory McIlroy. So you got two Irishmen right up there. That would be kind of an interesting story to see those guys coming down the stretch, as well as Rory McIlroy and Scotty trying to do the career Grand Slam in the back-to-back, as you mentioned.
We're going to talk about that. Greg Allen, who is the radio and television commentator for RTE in Ireland and covers those boys all over the world. He sits next to us at Radio Row each and every year. Just an absolute pleasant person to be with. And we'll visit with him on the two stories that he is following and why it could be so significant and so important for the country should one of those two players that you mentioned from Ireland go on to pick up the green jacket. We'll talk about it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
To sort of make it happen this weekend is, you know, it's about just playing great golf. And I think the leaderboard's stacking up very favorably for what looks like world-class players right up there. So you're going to have to play great golf. You know, you're going to have to go out there and want it. and go for it and get after it. So it's as simple as that, really.
Cheerleader Justin Rose talking about what it's going to take this weekend as he seeks his first Masters victory in his 20th attempt. It's significant because one of the great things here at Augusta is the history from the 88 previous playings. And until Sergio won in his 19th attempt,
right.
The previous was, I believe, Marco Mira winning in his 14th attempt took the most attempts before their first win. Sergio pushed it to 19. Now Justin Rose is looking to push it to 20, which is remarkable. It basically goes to show that those windows that we talk about so mm-hmm. often, they don't stay open for very long here at Augusta, unlike guys like Jack, who won late into his career
right.
and picked up 6 jackets. But for somebody that just wants to get one, when the opportunity comes around, you might want to jump on it because you never know if you're going to get that opportunity again.
Yeah, if that window opens up, you better go through it, and you better get on the other side. And Justin Rose has been very successful here in capturing a portion of the lead in early rounds in the first and second round. 5 times in the first round. I heard the stat today, 10 times in the second round.
Wow.
He's been a part of the lead, but he hasn't been able to get it done. His closest came when he finished second, was it to
Sergio.
Sergio,
yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, here's a guy that's well-deserved. You know, he missed, 21 cuts when he turned professional after that Open Championship where he holed it on the 18th hole.
As a little kid,
as a young kid,
yeah.
I think he was 19. But 21 cuts and the resilience, what he had to do to become the player that he is, a major championship winner, a U.S. Open champion. He is an amazing golfer, and so for him to be able to get this and to be able to possibly win a green jacket would be a huge thing for him and his family.
Yeah, 25 top 25 finishes in 11 of the last 14 years.
Wow.
At Augusta National. I mean, that's keeping himself in the mix. And he was runner-up to Sergio in 17, but also to Jordan Spieth in 2015. Mm. I didn't remember that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, tied for third at Pebble Beach behind Rory, and tied for eighth at the Arnold Palmer earlier this year. So, you know, this is a guy that's had a long career, and he's just always stayed in there.
Yeah.
Fairly likable guy. And, you know, I even tweeted out earlier, I'm like, Justin Rose, you know, leading at the Masters early on is a tradition unlike any other. He just seems to put himself there. But look, you don't get an opportunity if you don't put your nose in there.
No. And he did last year at the Open Championship. He mm-hmm. finished second. He also was kind of in the mix at the PGA Championship. So he's a guy that understands how to play in major championships, and he understands how to play at Augusta National.
Bryson DeChambeau, 69-68. He literally has a buddy with him that has a backpack full of driver heads, and he's still trying to figure that out, Bob, and yet somehow he goes out there and he's hit, about 67,000 golf balls on the range in between rounds, and he shoots 69-68. He's there at 7 under par. That's a guy, look, there's a lot of talk about McIlroy and what he can do. There's a lot of talk about Scheffler. There's, you know, even talk now about the leader, but Bryson DeChambeau, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure anybody wants a piece of Bryson the way he's played in the majors recently.
Well, he's the mad scientist. Definitely the mad scientist, because he's always talking about face angle and making sure, figuring out during his round, you know, what to get his swing to feeling the right way and to seeing the ball coming out of the right windows and falling the right direction based on what he sees. And it's amazing to me how technical he gets. But I'll tell you what, he has endeared people more and more to him over the last couple of years, especially with his social media and how he's treated the fans when he's playing. So for him to, you know, finish second at the PGA Championship last year, to get the win over Rory last year at the U.S. Open Championship, it's fun to see him right in the mix. And the other thing is, if he were to get this one, it just puts him closer to what other guys like Rory and Spieth and that kind of thing are trying to do to cement themselves into the history of the game.
No question about it. So Bryson DeChambeau, big story. And we don't, you know, it is interesting. He's a big game hunter, lot like Brooks Koepka,
yeah,
you know, for so long. And we just don't see him much because of his time on LIV. But to the success that you just alluded to, that he had in the major championships last year, and then to pick up right where he left off is, look, that's a guy you got to watch out for. Would not surprise me if he were the one slipping on that green jacket. I didn't think it would happen. He did, in my opinion, he disrespected the golf course. You should never try to minimize it to your own personal par.
Right.
And he suffered two missed cuts in a row after that. But it seems that he's coming in a little more humble, a little more penitent, a little more respect, and maybe he's found the good graces of the Augusta golf gods because he's right there with an opportunity. Rory McIlroy, what a story. So much pressure on Rory. 11 chances since he won his last major championship to complete the career Grand Slam. And it seems like every year another one goes by, the heavier the burden becomes.
Yep.
And this year he's coming in with two wins, Pebble, Sawgrass.
First time he's done that.
And he just seems like he's in perfect form, and he goes out there. What a brilliant round he had going on Thursday. Looked like he was, you know, in a good position, and then inexplicably makes a double bogey on the 15th hole, which was playing very difficult,
yes,
mind you. We've seen it before. We saw it several times. And then he goes on to make kind of an unnecessary double bogey again on 17, and just like that, he went from 4 under par to even par on the round and didn't talk to the media afterwards. And you thought, wow, just like that, he went from good feelings to those old burdens piling back on even heavier. And then he comes out on Friday, goes bogey free 66.
Yes.
And puts himself right back in there. What a response. That's why you watch sports. Phenomenal, remarkable, exemplary what he did on Friday.
Yeah, and even he said it in his post-round press conference that it's not like he shot 76 or 77 in the first round, okay? He shot 72. And yes, he was seven shots back, but he knew he was playing better because his scoring had shown it in the first 14 holes of the first round. So then when he comes out, he speaks with Rob Rotella in the morning. When he comes out, he tries not to push the issue, like feeling like he's too far back. And then he made a birdie early on the second hole. And then as he made the turn on the back nine, things started to click into place. And then you could see Rory taking advantage of what he was able to do and score and shoot 5 under par on the back nine.
Then you got some names up there that you might not have expected. You got Corey Connors from Canada, although shout out to my buddy Stu, who, you know, threw that name out there before the tournament started and checked my buddy Sal's hot list. And wouldn't you know, Corey Connors was second on the hot list coming in this week, and here he is playing. So, well, tied for third and at 6 under par along with McIlroy. And then you get to the fives. And a cool story, Matt McCarty, who qualified for this tournament by winning the first PGA Tour event in Utah in some 60 years at the Black Desert Championship last fall. Doug Ferguson from the Associated Press asked the chairman in his conference if some of these late-season fields warranted an invitation, and Matt McCarty might single-handedly keep those exemptions alive or invitations alive because of the way he is playing. So McCarty wins in Utah, comes out here, and in his first Masters, we did a little story on him. We're going to hear from him coming up. But McCarty goes 71-68.
Yep.
Just a stud Friday and puts him right there in contention. He's having a blast. Shane Lowry also with a 68, identical score, 71-68, and they'll be playing together. And then Scheffler and Hatton join that, is it a foursome at five under par. So that's, boy, I'll tell you what, it's cool when you've got a guy playing in his 20th Masters and a guy playing in his first Masters, and they're separated by three shots, and what an opportunity. When you're a professional golfer and you make it into one of these championships, you have just as good a chance to go out there and win as the next guy, and Matt McCarty's taking advantage of it. We'll hear from Matt. We'll hear from some of the others coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Real Golf Radio from the Augusta National Golf Club inside the press building. It's the 89th Masters.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio from the 89th playing of the Masters Tournament. Thanks so much for being here, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and Real Golf Radio is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort, which is set to host the first LPGA tournament in Utah in some 60 plus years, the LPGA Black Desert Championship, May 1st through the 4th. Go to blackdesertevents.com for ticket information, hospitality, and more at blackdesertevents.com. And speaking of LPGA, the Augusta National Women's Amateur runner-up is playing a qualifier.
Yes.
To be able to get into this. Asterisk Tally, who finished a shot back of the champion of the Augusta National Women's Amateur, the sixth playing, and that was Spain's Carla Bernat Escuder, who captured this event, and super fun to watch. You know what makes it so cool is Augusta hosts the women on Saturday, and then they host the kids on Sunday, and then they go right into the tournament, and it is unbelievable. We had a chance to catch up with the Millers. We're talking Todd Miller and Nicholas Miller, who competed in the drive, chip, and putt. We're here with Todd and Nick Miller. Exciting drive, chip, and putt. Let's start with you, Nick. I mean, what was that like competing in the finals here at Augusta National?
This is one of the coolest experiences ever. I mean, to be able to compete at Augusta is pretty special.
A lot of attention around, you know, obviously your namesake, your dad, your grandpa all being here. It was some 50 years is hard to imagine, but 50 years ago your dad was competing for, or your grandpa was competing for a green jacket. Did you feel any of that? Does it make you feel a little more confident having that kind of heritage?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a little bit to know that you have somebody that did it, that they know how to compete at the highest stages.
Take us through the feels. You get out there, you got the drive, the chip. What are you feeling out there when they finally call your name?
Well, it was a little, after I hit that first drive out, it was a little nerves, because, I mean, if you miss that next one, you can't win. It's not possible. And so you just had to hit that one in. It's, if you mess up, it's pretty much over. But, yeah, it was good.
Other than that, no pressure, right?
So there's three stages that you have to go to get to here to the finals. Where did you go for your stages to qualify?
One of them, the first two were in Utah, and the second one was at Chambers Bay in Washington.
Okay. So, Dad, what was that like? I mean, you coach college kids. Now you're here watching your own son. I mean, how nerve-wracking was it as compared to what you usually do as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody in our family that morning could feel it. Like, his grandma was like, my head hurt, my heart was pounding, you know? And especially the father, like, he misses that first drive, and you're thinking, oh, man, like, this kid never misses fairways. He misses the first drive. I don't want it to just be over just like that, you know? And the cool thing is right before he hit he was going to go up to hit his first drive, he goes, I want you to toss me the ball on the second one. You know, everybody was walking back to their dad or whoever their guy was to catch the ball or just to hand him the ball. And he goes, I want you to toss it. I want to be, you know, a little cool. And so I was a little nervous to toss it. I thought I was going to throw it over his head or something like that. Luckily, I threw it a little high, but he caught it. So, but it was good. I mean, he handles nerve really well. And I would say, like anything I've been around, you get a whole round usually to play, or 36 holes or 54 holes to kind of show how good you are. This thing, you have six shots, you know? And so for all of these kids to be able to handle that pressure at such a young age, it's just going to, it's going to bless them in their golfing career or their life throughout life, just to be able to handle those kind of nerves and, you know, hold their head high. And I was really pleased with all the kids. I mean, even the kid that, there was one kid that hit both drives out, and he stands up on the chip on the next one, and he cans one of the two, you know? I mean, goes from 10th to 1st in the chipping. So it was impressive. It was I knew Augusta National would put on a great show, but I was blown away at what they did. I mean, it was spectacular.
It's pretty amazing. What was it like to have your dad here and to be able to see him watch? I know having a dad, you know, that is always looking at you and your grandkids and trying to, you're always thinking what they're thinking and that kind of thing. What was it like having your dad here?
I think it was just like a little bit of a calming influence for all of us, you know, and just somebody that's like, hey, you know, I've been around the game forever. You're going to be all right. You know, he told Nick, look, the hard part is over, qualifying here. Now you're here at Augusta. Just enjoy it, smile, love it. And I think that was, awesome. For Nick, that was good to have somebody that has some experience with this kind of thing. I mean, I've been around college golf, but I've never been, you know, at this stage. And it really almost, for them, felt like kind of a major championship.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did it feel? What was the feeling, just how they treated you coming on property as one of the participants?
Oh, all the, like, workers and everybody, they were just really, really nice.
That's awesome. Did you get a chance to meet any of the players, anybody that you watch on TV that you were excited about?
We met Scottie Scheffler's parents, but not so far, no.
You got Scottie to hand out the trophy. You got to meet the one. The guy's won it twice.
That's kind of where I was leading. It's like, oh, yeah, that guy handed me a trophy. But otherwise, yeah. So, well, that's good. Hey, guys, congratulations. Well done. Just being here is a huge success. And you're part of the history now of what they do here at Augusta on a Sunday before Masters Week. It's pretty cool stuff. Congrats, Nick.
Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thanks, Todd.
No problem. You got to hand it out to that kid making two putts to beat Nick. That's pretty special.
That's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's right. It's special, but it's also heart-wrenching. You're going, really? Makes them both?
Yeah, you go from, like, so high, and then you're boom. And then we're like, look, Nick, you know, if you can finish second, you know, you still got a chance. And he did a spectacular job.
Yeah.
Missed it by 2 inches. So.
Yeah.
Love talking to them, as you can hear, Johnny Miller's son and grandson. Well, that takes us to Wednesday and the par 3 contest. Tony Finau and his entire family, part of the show, had a chance to catch up with him following the par 3.
So here with Tony Finau, just following the par 3. So almost going in the hole. You hear that all the way around. How cool was that?
So fun. I thought I made it here on 9.
It lipped out.
I gave it a good shot, and we had some good looks out there. Obviously, when you're playing this, you just want a one.
Yeah.
You know, birdies are cool, but the ultimate is trying to make a hole-in-one, and we didn't quite do it today, but it was a lot of fun.
Do you lead with the most caddies in this event?
Yeah, big-time leader, I think by a couple. So I have them all out, and the wife, so there's 7 of them, And they just switch as far as holding the bag. They've just switched all year. So every year they just switch. So
that's awesome. Yeah. What does it mean to you to have them all here for this type of, you know, obviously it's a big championship tomorrow, but today's a kind of a celebration. It's cool, huh?
It really is. Like to have the family, it's like bring your family to work day type situation. And to be able to work here this week in this setting at this tournament, I mean, it's the coolest day of the year. So we really enjoy it and just soak it up while we have this opportunity. And happy to just be a part of it.
Tomorrow morning, your eighth Masters. Yeah. How's your game? How are you feeling about this golf course? You've obviously had some good success here.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is my belief that I always have believed that I can win this golf tournament, and that hasn't changed. So no matter the state of my game, I know that I've shown myself that I can contend, and hopefully this is the year.
Do you get those different feels when you come back here, maybe even then different tournaments?
Yeah, you know, it's anytime you come here, it's hard not to have a little bit of perspective no matter where your game's at. And, I've played some good rounds of golf here, a pretty good track record. And so anytime I come here, it's mostly good vibes.
All right, well, best of luck. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Okay.
Always appreciate Tony and his time. You know what? How about first-time players? Matt McCarty, who won the Black Desert Championship to punch his ticket. Here's what he felt coming into the Masters.
So we're here with Matt McCarty, won at the Black Desert Championship to punch his ticket here to Augusta. So you just finished first practice round here at Augusta?
No, I played Sunday and took the scouting trip, you know, came the week before the Players. So, but, you know, first time with all the people around is awesome.
What has your experience been like thus far?
It's been good. I mean, there's a lot to learn out here for sure. It's nice. I feel like the greens are up to speed now and, you know, got a lot of good practice, so you know, a little cooler and some wind today, and you know, it'll be a tough golf course for sure.
Have you gleaned much information from any of the other players that have played here a while or past champions or anything that you could use?
Yeah, I mean, I've been picking kind of everybody's brain for like the last month. I played with Gary Woodland in Houston, was asking him some questions, played with Jason Day on the weekend there, and it's Mavs McNeely's first time out here too, but I just played, you know, the back nine with him. Got nine holes in with Xander, so just kind of, yeah, definitely helpful to get, you know, some information from those guys and kind of just ask, you know, what it's like, you know, difference between now and Thursday, and try to, I don't think you can really know for sure until you hit that, you know, first couple shots, but try to get as much information as possible. It's definitely helpful on this place, you know. I think there's course knowledge goes a long way out here.
When you got to 16, did they start chirping at you to skip it, and did you do it for them?
Yeah, I don't think you have an option. I think you guys skip it. I hit it good. I almost made it, actually. It was just like one hopped it off the water. So, yeah, that was a fun shot. It's cool. I mean, you watch that, like, growing up and everything, so it's awesome.
Is there a shot out here that surprised you or something about the course that surprised you that you didn't expect or was different than you expected?
I mean, I think there's a lot of little things, like how deep these fairway bunkers are is one. That shot into 18 up the slope is a lot tougher than a lot of guys make it look, I think. You know, three green is a lot smaller and kind of sloped front to back, a lot tougher than you would think. I think some of the stuff that you kind of knew, though, like 12, you know, you kind of know some of the stuff, but until you get out here and actually are hitting shots and seeing the ball, you know, roll 8-10 feet more than you think it's going to, it's, you know, pretty unreal.
You know, you won last year at Black Desert. You knew you were going to punch your ticket to come here, but what was it like getting the invitation in the mail?
Yeah.
And knowing that this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, best Christmas present ever. You know, it comes in, I think came in a day or two before Christmas, and I mean, it's just awesome. And, you know, to be able to come out here and, you know, dream come true for sure. I think for all the guys playing in the field, this is, you know, the best event of the year for all of us. So, I mean, it's just awesome being out here and, you know, the whole atmosphere and everything about the Masters is unbelievable.
How many requests did you get for this week?
I mean, the tickets are pretty solid. So, like, they give you a certain amount and then you can figure out how to distribute them if you want. But nobody turned it down. We'll just say that.
You spent a few days at Black Desert last week, I guess, kind of in preparation or relaxing a little bit. Just tell us what you think about the resort, the golf course, and what kind of feelings did you conjure up being back there?
Yeah, it was awesome. That was my first time back since October and, you know, kind of in preparation of them having the LPGA event out there, you know, first of the next month. So it was cool. I mean, it was good vibes, you know, kind of have that mojo going again, and just being back out there and kind of all those memories rushing in, is it was awesome. And, you know, kind of cool to see that resorts, you know, I think that was the first week we were there that it was open. So it's coming a long way, and all the stuff that, you know, they're doing out there is going to be unbelievable. So it's a special place, and, you know, somewhere very deep in my heart. So it was cool.
Wishing you the best. Thanks for your time this week.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
And finally, he worked himself into contention, so we had to visit with him once again.
Hey, Matt, so we talked a few days ago, and it was just after your first practice round, and now here you are climbing the leaderboard. How has this experience been so far?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, playing in the Masters and playing well in the Masters, how can you not have fun? But no, it was good. I think after that start, it was great just to kind of settle myself down and, you know, hit some better shots and give myself some chances, and nice to make some putts today.
Two different golf courses that you saw the last couple of days. Dry and kind of quick yesterday, a little softer today with the rain that came in. Tell us a little bit about your feelings on the golf courses both days.
Yeah, I mean, it got a little firm and fast yesterday afternoon, so it's tough. Like, I kind of struggled on the greens a little bit, spent some time after the round working on that, and then honestly early today kind of struggled with controlling my spin. Like, ripped it way back on one, you know, tried to kind of punch something on two, hit it long. Like, so once it kind of got to be a little firmer, I mean, it's still soft, but like, it was, you know, you could just kind of trust that it was going to hit and stop. And I thought, you know, that was kind of helped me, you know, hit some shots close today.
When you come off the second green, 6-6 start, and you're just like, it just, you could just see it in your body language. How do you pick yourself up and then turn around and do what you did there?
Yeah, I mean, making like a 25 footer that breaks 4 feet on three helps pick you up, and then doing like kind of the same thing on four. But I don't know, just, you know, stay focused. I think you think about the cut line, and, you know, just kind of wanted to hit better shots. I didn't want to go out, you know, just playing terrible all day. So but just refocus and just honestly tried to enjoy myself and enjoy the day. If it was my last day at that point, you know, whatever. And really glad that, you know, I kind of pulled it back and we're in this spot now.
I felt like your wedges were just dialed.
Yeah, I mean,
after that second shot, second hole.
Yeah, the number I had on three, I had again on 13, and then again on 15. So I got a little, I went from awful to like a little bit better to like nearly perfect. So you keep giving yourself, I like that. We're picking layup numbers, and I kind of like having a shot that I've had before. I got the feel for it and kind of know what I need to do. And I mean, with it being a little softer, normally you wouldn't want to push it that far up on 15, but with it being a little softer, I'd rather get as close as possible and just kind of, you know I was able to spin. So
how's it help you to get some momentum going, especially like when you went through the turn and you made like four in a row, especially going into the back nine?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, I think, or makes it easier. I would say those holes are, you know, can be kind of terrifying, mm-hmm. especially like you're grinding the cut or whatever. So, yeah, it was nice to give myself some, you know, a little bit of a cushion, I would say. But yeah, it was a lot of fun and just nice to get on a roll out here. I honestly probably should have made that putt on 10-2 and we could have got really after it. But, you know, we finished like how we started, but everything in between was good.
So what now? Between now and the next round, what's the plans?
I don't know. The legs are a little cooked after walking this place. So a little recovery this afternoon, probably take a little bit of a nap and dinner with friends and family and, you know, enjoy the night.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. All appreciate right, it, guys.
That's Matt McCarty, who has a Saturday tee time with Shane Lowry. And coming up next, we'll learn more about Shane with Greg Allen from Ireland right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to our Masters edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and joined by our good friend and colleague who sits down the row from us here inside the press building on Radio Row. He's RTE radio and television golf commentator covering the players from Ireland and all-around good guy. Greg Allen joining us right now. Greg, always good to be with you. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you, Brian.
Yeah, this is, you know, when we talk at the beginning of the week, it's like, hey, you've got some of the best stories of the Masters, you know, potentially with Rory McIlroy and what he's trying to do. Shane Lowry is one that was popular coming in this week. And boy, after that first round, it looked like it was almost a disaster the way Rory finished on Thursday, and thought, man, maybe he's out of this thing. And then what a response on Friday.
Yeah, I think everything that's happened this week has a legacy back to the U.S. Open. When the final round went the way it did and Rory birdie bogeyed three of the last four holes, to lose a winning position, and as well as Bryson DeChambeau played in terms of getting up and down out of a bunker from 56 yards, there were two missed putts on the 16th and 18th greens, and Rory, you know, lost the U.S. Open, probably the most agonizing of the defeats that he's had in his life, other than the Masters in 2011, which was as agonizing as anything you can possibly imagine, holding a four-stroke lead, going into the final round as a 21-year-old, not quite yet 22, and we know what happened there, a round of 80... He still held the lead on the 10th tee back in 2011. And there have been other reversals along the way. And, you know, the chance that he had at the Open in 2022, U.S. Open in 2023, when Wyndham Clark, you know, had never finished higher than 75th in a major in his life, was the one guy who came at him and came at him well. And Rory just didn't do enough to win. So he's had so much reversal of fortune. And I think it was about to happen again on Thursday. He had played over the first 14 holes probably as well as he'd played all season in any tournament, in any environment, because the course on Thursday played really tough because the greens had dried out and it was, you know, he was four under par on a tough golf course. And then what happened. He took the double bogey on the 15th from a position where he was thinking birdie after two shots, you know, just off the back of the green. Now, for whatever reasons, he decided to choose the shot he chose. It didn't work out. And, you know, that's Augusta. Small error tempts you into thinking there's a birdie there, and you walk off with a double bogey. And he didn't reset fully. And he took another double bogey on 17, four to get down to the back of the green. So in another version of Rory, this might have just been the end of the Masters. And there were plenty of posts on social media who they just absolutely, you know, really enjoy seeing Rory, not I'm saying enjoy, but you know, the way that It's easy to get on Rory's back. He may have been given so many of the most wonderful physical elements of the game of golf as a gift, and he has used every practice tool, every facility, every mental capacity to maximize his physical gift. But there are times when he himself knows he doesn't quite get the full picture of what it's like to go and win ugly. And I think, you know, the way he won ugly in the Players' Championship.
Yeah.
I think he had maybe his B game in Sawgrass, and he won. Wasn't pretty at times, but he won. At the end of the day, you know, when history recalls the event, nobody gives a hoot about how you did it. Just the big W, as Tiger would say. So Rory won in Pebble, you know, taking iron off the tee, going down the last. This is a long answer to a question, but I think it's properly rooted in what happened, in what we saw in that 66. Conservative play in Pebble Beach goes against his DNA on the 18th on that famous par 5. Why doesn't he just bash the favourite, driver off the tee, you know, hit a 6-iron out of the green probably for him and win with a flourish? But no, he takes iron off the tee and makes a steady par, still wins comfortably because he had done all his fireworks on the 14th with that extraordinary drive, the 7-iron and the eagle putt. So this all goes back to maybe there was more of it than just Pinehurst. But he has to find more bounce-back ability in the longer sense. And if something like what happened to him on Thursday happened in a tournament, well, let it happen on Thursday, not Friday, not Saturday, and especially not Sunday.
Right.
He has 54 holes to kind of atone for it. It's not like he shot 76.
Right.
He shot 72.
Right. Yeah.
So I think, you know, he now makes no secret of the fact that he speaks with Bob Rotella, who is a brilliant sports psychologist who worked so well with Padraig Harrington in turning Padraig into Ireland's first major winner in 60 years in 2007. And, you know, he openly admits that he had a conversation with Bob Rotella over breakfast on Friday morning before the second round and then realized, okay, there's 54 holes here. Don't chase anything. No point trying to make early birdies to chase it and make bogey. You know how difficult the front nine is here. You can turn a hoped for 32 or 33 in the front nine into a 38 or a 39 in a blink. You know, holes like 5 and 4, even 6, you know, 7 is, you know, the shallow green, which used to be a green that took a wedge shot. Now they're taking in, you know, it's 100 yards nearly longer than it used to be. Those are really difficult holes. So I think he waited. He made a birdie on the second, by the way, from behind a tree. I was right beside the tree that he was hacking out of. So that was really good. Uses wedge play to make that birdie. Hit his wedge to 6 feet because he could only hack out from the side of a tree. And then he made the pars. And then he waits for the moment because Rory, you know, has spark. And the moment comes in the 10th. Beautiful iron shot to 2 feet, taps it in. And now we're going to see the Rory who feels, okay, this might be starting to happen for me. And there's chances on the back nine. Birdie's one of the hardest holes on the course, the 11th. Now it really feels like it's going to happen. Then he gets a bit lucky because the shot out of the pine straw on the 13th was a touch lucky. I think he realized it himself because I'm not sure he was aiming to clear the Rays Creek
right
on that side. And it ends up 9 feet away and he holds the putt. And then you think that's a bit of karma because, you know, maybe that's the 13th giving him back what the 15th took from him on Thursday. And, you know, Augusta does this. It's a beautiful golf course to look at, and it is a terrifying golf course to play when it's in tournament play and the way that they set it up. But it can give and it can take. So that's the longest answer to a short question.
That was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. You got to keep that microphone up, though. But we gave you a handicap microphone. Yeah. Might not be able to hear all of that, but go ahead.
That was a great answer. I was going to say, you know, he mentioned Bob Rotella in his press conference after he finished playing. And patience, I think that's what a lot of guys have to learn about this golf course is patience and not try to push the issue too fast. And that's what he was able to do, as you so aptly illustrated, with the birdie on the second hole, patient all the way through, and then the 10th, 11th, 13th, 15th, and he gets in the house at 6 under par. What a phenomenal round, low round of the day today at 6 under par.
Yeah, I'm bogey free, and Scheffler went bogey free on Thursday. Rory goes bogey free on Friday.
And right,
has his look of this potential of a duel on Sunday, and that would be, you know, an epic Masters.
That would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Out of control, wouldn't it?
It would be. So because I think Scheffler and Rory are two very interesting, you know, world number one and world number two players, because they're very, very, very different. And Scheffler is very, very good in a different way than Rory is very, very good. I think their skills, they're set, like Scheffler jokingly said, yeah, but you know, I'd love to have what Rory has off the tee. When Rory was asked in the press conference before the Masters, you know, that he had at one point in the year said that he'd like to be more Scheffler-like in the way that he plots his way around. So Rory can see what Scheffler does, and Scheffler can see what Rory does. And there's this intersection of their talents, which would be wonderful to see on the back nine on Sunday, especially if they were playing alongside each other.
Yeah. Well, I just hope Rory doesn't pretend it's the Ryder Cup this weekend, and then Scheffler might not have a chance. So from an American standpoint, anyway.
The Masters, in this case, you know, is everything to Rory.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it stands between him and this version of golf immortality called the career Grand Slam.
Uh-huh.
It changes the whole narrative. We're all covering Rory. We're all covering professional golf for quite a long time. And we all know the chatter about Rory. Oh, you know, isn't it a shame? He's so many reversals. There's always something dramatic going to happen when Rory's on the golf course, which makes golf more interesting in general. I mean, like, Scotty is a machine, but if everyone out there was a machine like Scotty, it might not be the most interesting sport to cover. When you have a mercurial figure like Rory, who can just, you know, at one moment eagle the 13th and the previous day, you know, take a 7 from the back of the fifth of the 15th, that's very not probably going to happen to a Scheffler-like player. But Rory makes the game more interesting for all of that, and what a duel it would be. Look, the Masters in Ireland, we've had this extraordinary run since 2007. 10 major golf championship wins, 5 golfers, not one or two, 5.
Right.
You
know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Masters is missing from this little, you know.
The Irish Grand Slam.
The Irish Grand Slam, exactly.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Call it the Irish Slam.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's missing from it. And when you think that there was only one major championship in the previous 60 years before this run, so this is a period which we're going to savor, but it needs the Masters to complete it.
Yeah.
And maybe this era will be over because we're a small country. We can't produce as much talent as we have fortunately produced over the last 20 years ad nauseum. It's going to at some stage end, probably.
I don't know, though. I think sometimes that the success breeds more success, right? And by the way, if there ever was ever a country that deserved a green jacket,
yes.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't it be Ireland, right? Yeah. Isn't it the Emerald Isle? Is that right?
It's not the most perfect shade of green to depict the Irish flag, part of the green scenario. But yeah. You know, it would be pretty apt.
Hey, real quickly, before we let you go, Shane Lowry, I think he would be a very popular win. Maybe not to oust Rory's chances at a career Grand Slam, but he's very fun, very popular. Just seems like such a cool dude to root for and to hang with. And even Rory seems to play better when he's around him.
Yeah, I mean, they've become very good pals. And I think Rory has been very good for Shane. I think Shane has been good for Rory because, you know, Rory has that side to him, you know, that light side to him. And Rory brings out that side, or Shane brings out that side in Rory. And then Shane looks at Rory and looks at the way that he works, looks at the talent that he has. And Shane has his own talents. And he realizes that, you know, you can achieve great things because there's Rory with all that talent, and yet he works that hard, doesn't take his talent complacently. And it's funny, Shane was at a press conference for a new sponsor for the Irish Open, Amgen, in January of last year. And he started talking about his age, you know, and feeling Father Time on his shoulder. We didn't bring it up. He brought it up. And it's like he's used that sort of, okay, I better get moving here. And he's probably in the shape of his life, both physically and mentally. And his golf game doesn't seem to have any weak element of it. His putting has been good. You know, some people look at his putting and they say, well, it's a bit streaky. It's not. It's just solid. Iron play, which used to be his strength, is now his strength. And he just does everything well. So this is his window, I think, to have a real chance of winning the Masters. He was third in 2022. He had a chance. He came to the fourth hole on Sunday at a triple bogey, and that ended it. But he felt the heat. He felt the heat twice last year. He was in contention at the Open on Saturday because he was leading in the Open on Saturday. Came to the eighth hole and made a mess of the scenario in the coffin bunker on the left of the eighth, the famous postage stamp hole. And he was also, you know, with a chance in the PGA Championship last year. Was a 12-foot putt away from the lowest single round score in a major championship in history. So he's been feeling a lot of the final day heat, and let's hope he gets to the final day with a chance. And, you know, if Rory doesn't win, and it was Shane, well,
we'll still go home happy.
But, it'd be kind of fun to have those two.
Either is a good scenario. I'll take it right now.
Yep. And why not? Well, two very popular wins for sure. And I think the American fans are also, they root for both of those players. So
I think, yeah. You know, the way they won the team event in Zurich mm-hmm. last year yep. and the response of the fans, I think that was pretty.
The karaoke pretty probably good. Didn't do them any, you know, didn't hurt their likability as well.
I think Shane handed the microphone over to Rory and says, okay, you go
ahead.
This is your show. You're going to be Journey. You're going to be Steve Perry on this one. But, hey, always good to be with you, Greg. Thanks so much for your time and insights, and look forward to a fun weekend.
Yeah, Bob, Brian, thanks very much for inviting
me on. Good to be with you. Greg Allen, RTE Radio and Television golf commentator and a good friend of ours sitting right here in the press building on Radio Row. We'll take a short break. More of Real Golf.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. On the ice, NHL action, Red Wings and Lightning all the way into overtime. Red Wings take the W 4-3. Penguins get a win, doubling the double score 4-2. Senators at home, W against the Canadiens 5-2. Oilers getting a win over the Sharks 4-2. And the Flames beat the Wild, mirroring that score 4-2 as well. NHL current playoff standings include the Maple Leafs, Lightning, Panthers, and Senators out of the Atlantic Division, all clinching playoff position. In the Metropolitan, the Capitals clinch the conference with the Hurricanes and Devils getting a playoff position. Out of the West, the Jets, Stars, and Avalanche all clinch a spot in the playoffs from the Central Division. Golden Knights, Kings, and Oilers take the Pacific Division with a playoff spot. America's favorite pastime is rolling on with a lot of games in MLB action. Guardians beat the Royals 7-0. Reds get a win over the Pirates 5-3. Giants over the Yankees win big 9-1. Rays get a home W against the Braves 6-3. Nationals over the Marlins on the road take it 7-4. The Battle of the Sox. White Sox take it in a big win, 11-1. Tigers over the Twins win by 1, 7-6. Astros blast off to a huge win over the Angels, 14-3. Cardinals beat the Phillies, 2-0. Mariners over the Rangers, 5-3. Padres beat the Rockies, 8-0. Brewers over the Diamondbacks on the road, 7-0 W for the Brewers. Mets over the Athletics, 7-6. And the Dodgers defeated the Cubs, 3-0. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. The Masters is here, and for 4 days begins a love affair golf fans and even casual fans of the game have with one of the more challenging and certainly the most scenic venues in all of sports, Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia. There are so many topics besides the golf itself that allow CBS to begin hyping this major months in advance of its broadcast, and every year the tournament lives up to the billing. Let's start with CBS itself. For 70 years, the network has been the broadcast partner of the Masters and has done anything the tournament heads have asked for. At one point, it was limited TV coverage of just select holes, and it wasn't until 2002 that all 18 holes were allowed to be shown. Having the announce crew address the gallery as patrons was also mandatory. Proper decorum by CBS announcers was a must. In 1994, Gary McCord said the 17th green was so slick, he thought it was bikini waxed. We would later find out that the Masters kowtowed to Tom Watson, who had written a letter to those at Augusta complaining about that statement that would lead to McCord's dismissal from CBS's Masters coverage. And then there is Jim Nance, whose first Masters was in the 16th tower in 1986, the year Jack Nicklaus made his legendary Sunday charge. And even though he is known for his smooth play-by-play and anchoring of the 18th hole, Nance is best known for his monologues and slick interviews in Butler Cabin, where the green jacket is awarded. And there is so much more that is unique to this Masters week. The cameras catching the 1,600 azaleas on the 13th hole, the calming chirps of birds everywhere on the hallowed grounds of Augusta, to the roar of the galleries through the Georgia Pines. It all seems so contrived, and maybe even plastic at times, but it isn't. It's no coincidence that the Masters has throttled the other majors for the past three decades in TV ratings. It truly is a tradition unlike any other. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
The 10th hole is a little tougher to hit around here. You got to have that as a righty, that little draw. And as a lefty, you can fade it right down there. But nevertheless, Bob and I would like to think if we were playing this weekend, we would be right down the middle. Bob, wouldn't we, in our twosome? Thank you so much. And I also have to add during this week that not only is it Hall of Famer Billy Casper, but it is 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper, the last player and champion to win in an 18-hole playoff over his good buddy Gene Littler. And you think about the trajectory that set your dad on, and not only that, but he had already won two U.S. Opens by that time. He's the winningest Ryder Cup captain, winningest Ryder Cup player in U.S. history, and a successful captain. Just really, really awesome man. And then the lives that he touched coming here year after year, and the opportunities that he provided for your family. Really, really neat stuff. It's just part of the history and the lore and the honoring that Augusta does for their past champions.
You know, it's interesting. When he became a professional, his whole goal was to win the national championship, the U.S. Open, for golf. And he was able to accomplish that in 1959. At Wingfoot. Then he was able to do it again in 1966 at Olympic Club, beating Arnold Palmer, coming from seven shots down with nine holes to play, and then beating him in an 18-hole playoff. And then he was able to win the Masters in 1970 in an 18-hole playoff over Gene Littler, his really good buddy, as you said. But when he contrasted the two, he always wanted to win the U.S. Open at the beginning. And then he contrasted the Masters to it, and he said the Masters, by far, is the tournament that he would have wanted to win his whole career if he could only win one.
Well, look, when you're done with your playing career, there's not a better legacy than being a Masters champion in the way that they honor you year after year. Yes. And it's a bit of immortality in a green jacket, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. So we'll see who will do that this weekend. And that's what is so awesome. You've got a player in Justin Rose who's competing in his 20th Masters. And then you've got young Matt McCarty competing in his first. And they only have three shots separating. And wow, look at the horsepower in the middle of that, as you pointed out, DeChambeau and McIlroy and Connors and Lowry and Scheffler. I mean, it is stacked, and it is going to be fun here on the weekend at the 89th Masters. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get into it all next. It's the Back Nine of Real Golf Radio.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Overall, just proud of myself with how I responded today after the finish last night. I just had to remind myself that I played really good golf yesterday, and I wasn't going to let two bad holes sort of dictate the narrative for the rest of the week. And just proud of how I got back into it today.
Rory McIlroy, what a response to his opening round 72. Yeah, it's even par. Doesn't sound terrible, but he was 4-under par with, four holes to play and made two double bogeys that were crucial, and bounces back with a bogey-free 66, and he's just two shots back heading into the weekend, hoping to claim that elusive green jacket and join that elite club of winners of the Grand Slam, all four major championships. Welcome back to the show. From the press building at the Augusta National Golf Club, playing of the 89th Masters, it's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to have you here. And Bob, you've been here for a long time. Both of us have been coming here for over two decades, and you even further from Your experience, what have you seen, especially over these first 2 days, of how the golf course is played and how different it is and the kind of test it's presenting to these players right now?
Well, it was two different golf courses the first 2 days because, like we talked about, there was weather earlier in the week that shut down the golf course on Monday. No practice rounds. The patrons had to leave the golf course early and get off grounds because of electricity and weather that were coming through the area. And it rained quite hard that day. So then the sub-air system, which is on the golf course in the fairways and the greens, was kicked on, and guys came out and played on Tuesday, par three, and practice rounds on Wednesday. And then when the tournament started, the golf course was in perfect condition to get ready to see these guys have some difficulties, I guess. Justin Rose went out and shot a phenomenal score of 7 under par. But the thing that happened was the golf course had a little bit of fire in it, and it was not soft. The balls were bouncing when they would hit shots into the greens, and then we saw the scores that transpired in the first round. Now, in the second round, the difference of the golf course was overnight we had thunder and lightning and some rain to soften up the golf course again, and then the golf course, even with the sub-air going, the golf course was receptive, and we saw a lot of really good scores, and Rory McIlroy was teeing off in the early wave and was able to take advantage of that.
No question about it. You look at that round number two, you see the 68 by DeChambeau, the 66 by McIlroy, 68s by McCarty and Lowry, 67 by Rasmus Højgaard, 69 by Hovland, 68 by Matsuyama. Morikawa got back into things a little bit with 69s, as did Shoffley, Fleetwood, Riley. I mean, you start to see those in there, and even Clark with a 68 after coming back with a 76. 76-68.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good for Wyndham Clark there. So, yeah, you saw those scores. Conversely, you look at the red numbers from the first day. Yeah, Rose with that 65 was kind of an outlier, wasn't it? DeChambeau at 69. Connors with a 68. Scheffler had the 68. Hatton had the 69. Oberg shot that opening round 68, followed by a 73. But, you know, outside of that, there were some 70s and 71s, but not a whole lot of rounds in the 60s. But golf course played very differently on the second day, and I love that so many players took advantage of it and got themselves back in the mix.
You know, and in that first round, a lot of the guys that came into the media center, one of the things you say when somebody goes out and plays an extremely low round like Justin Rose did in the first round, a lot of the guys are saying when they come in, what golf course did he play?
Yeah.
You know? And he was able to shoot that 5 under 65 or 7 under 65. But it kind of equalized out in the second round with the moisture in the golf course. And what will be interesting is to see what happens today. If the golf course will be a little bit firmer and faster and fiery again, with the idea that on Sunday they're going to open it up on the back nine and let guys shoot some scores and get back into the golf tournament.
I think you can almost guarantee it. So one of the big storylines for sure is Rory McIlroy with a major answer in round number two, now in position to grab that elusive green jacket and join that career Grand Slam club. What do you think? Right now with that storyline, what do you listen to Rory? You know, yesterday, he didn't talk to anybody after frustrating those two double bogeys on Thursday. But he basically said that he wasn't going to let those two holes dictate the narrative. And he came back and he changed the narrative himself with his play and resiliency. And I mean, I love that stuff about sports. It's amazing. And the fortitude that he conjured up. So what now? He had that little hiccup. He righted the ship. He's right there in position. You couldn't ask for it. If you told Rory, hey, you want to be two back at the halfway point before the week started, he's like, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. He'd say, I want to be there.
So what now?
So I think what he needs to do is continue what he did in the second round, and that is to be patient, just as Dr. Bob Rotella talked to him about on Friday morning. Be patient and let the golf course come to you, okay? There's some good scoring opportunities in the first nine holes, especially the par fives. We've seen Scottie Scheffler take advantage of the par fives on the front nine. but there's some other scoring opportunities. So just be patient. Don't press the issue. Don't get overly aggressive. Just be patient. And then when you get to the back nine, like his second round did, he made a couple birdies on 10 and 11, and then it was off to the races. Eagle on 13, birdie on 15, and he gets in at 6 under par. So if he can continue to do that, be patient, learn from what happened to him in the first round, and be patient like he was in the second round, I think this is going to continue on for him over the next 2 days, and we might see him with a green jacket when it's all said and done.
Here's what he said about his conversation with Rutella.
I feel like I just did a good job of resetting. I had a good conversation with Bob Rutella this morning, mostly around not pushing too hard too early and trying to get those shots back straight away. And you can sort of see how I started today with, you know, 8 pars and a birdie on the front nine. I just tried to stay really, really patient. And, you know, I feel like that patience was rewarded with, you know, a nice little stretch there in the middle of the round.
One of the things I take
nice
away from this.
Nice little stretch?
Yeah, I'm a little better than that.
Birdie on a 10 and 11? Yeah, little stretch.
Well, look, it's, you know, one of the reporters asked him in his press conference on Friday afternoon, you know, what did you prove by what you did? And I whispered to you the answer to the question before he did. And I said nothing. And he said, yeah, I didn't prove anything. But he was proud of the fact that he had the resiliency and the fortitude to come out and have a response.
Yep.
But did he prove anything? No.
No.
He didn't prove anything. He's at his stage in his career, he doesn't need to prove that he can shoot 66 on a Friday at Augusta.
Right.
That doesn't – there's no – now, Matt McCarty – McCarty's having a party tonight, right? And in fact, I think his mom's hat says McCarty party on it, which is pretty cool. But, you know, he's and that's another guy. Like, we talked to him about that, as you heard in hour number one. He started off double bogey bogey.
In the second round,
In the second round, he goes 6-6. And you saw his body language walking off. He was just slumped, and he's like, wow, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
And then he fires off and makes, you know, a couple birdies and goes on a run and then takes advantage of the back. So when it's all said and done, you know, he's finding himself in the third to the last group?
Yeah.
Is that where McCarty is playing with Shane Lowry?
Yep.
So pretty exciting stuff. Those are the kind of things that you got to watch for. So, yeah, Rory McIlroy and then Justin Rose. He leads, and this is the 20th playing of the Masters for the Englishman. And this, he's been there early so often. Does Justin Rose have what it takes to go win another major championship? He does have a U.S. Open at Medina, which is a historic venue. To add Augusta and Medina, that's almost as good as your dad with what he did at Wingfoot and Augusta. And your dad also added Olympic Club on top of it. So that's quite a trifecta. But what do you think about Rose's chances this weekend?
Well, you know, it was interesting. Justin Rose, he goes par birdie to get to 8 under par right off the bat. And then, you know, makes a par on 3. And that fourth hole, 223 yards, probably 4-iron, maybe a 3-iron, and he hits it fat. Hits it fat, lays the sod on it, and comes up 60 yards short of the green, the par 3.
That's remarkable.
But gets it up and down.
Yeah.
Okay? So then the next hole, he hits it left in the bunkers on number 5, ends up making a bogey. So I saw kind of some nerves or some tentativeness out of him in the first 3 to 5 holes, but then he righted the ship, got back on track, got to 9 under par at one point, and finished at 8 under par, and ended up is still leading by a few shots.
So do you like his chances? Do you think he can do it?
You know what? I think with, you know, he's a guy that's proven that he can win majors. He's a guy, you know, huge Ryder Cupper, all that kind of stuff. He's got what it takes to be another major champion and to be able to win here at Augusta. I just think with Rory, with Bryson DeChambeau and some of the guys, Scottie Scheffler right there, I think it's too much firepower for him.
We'll see what he does and the rest of them here at the 89th playing of the Masters. It's the weekend, y'all. It's the weekend at the Masters. It's the best weekend of the year. I hope you enjoy it. Bob and I will keep attuned to all the Masters coverage and check in with us at Real Golf on social. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Real Golf continues next.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. And as always, Real Golf Radio brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Coming up May 1st through the 4th, Black Desert Resort will host the LPGA Black Desert Championship. Go to blackdesertevents.com for ticket information, hospitality, and more at blackdesertevents.com. We look forward to seeing you there May 1st through the 4th at Black Desert Resort for the LPGA Black Desert Championship. BlackDesertEvents.com. And welcome back to the show. Live from the playing of the 89th Masters here in Augusta, Georgia, inside the press building at Augusta National Golf Club. 25 years of coming here to the Masters. And you know, Bob, one of the things that you have to think about is the experiences that you have here. And you come back and it's almost like, it's like Christmas in the sense that everything has the same feels.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the smells.
Yeah.
The taste.
Yeah.
The gifts, the merch, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's the players, the golf course. It is really that kind of an experience. And it's like, oh, there's egg salad sandwiches. There's that Georgia peach ice cream sandwich. Yeah. You know, there's the white sand amongst the Masters green fairways.
It's not sand. It's pulverized granite.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's the azaleas, which are fully in bloom, and the dogwoods, and the magnolia trees. Yep. Like, it's just, and the big giant oak tree.
Pines.
The big giant oak tree behind the clubhouse.
Yeah.
We sat down and had breakfast on the veranda on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
It was, or was that Monday morning? That was Monday morning, right before the rain delay.
That's correct.
It was just, and we kind of reflected, and we talked to some of the same staff that have been here for all these years, you know. It's just, I mean, wow, if you get a chance to go to the Masters, you have to do it.
Yep.
I know it's difficult, but there are so few things in life that live up to high expectations, and the Masters exceeds it. And here's something else that's interesting. The chairman was asked about technology and how do you balance maintaining the traditions of the Masters while embracing emerging technology? And he really sat and thought about that for a little bit. And he said, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that the Masters does, like no cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Ludvig Åberg had a really nice response to that.
Wonderful.
Saying that he felt more appreciated as a player because people were watching instead of on their phones.
Instead of looking
really,
down.
Really yep. interesting, right?
Yep. And this great is observation.
And this is a young guy,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So he talked about that, but the chairman said the responses that they're getting is from a different demographic. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to introduce these traditions and this event to a different demographic. And it's expanding their reach. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It really is what they need to do. You might feel, okay, you and I, our age demographic, like, I don't get all this stuff that they're doing.
Or like
this.
My dad didn't.
Right. But, it used to be so buttoned up in secrecy.
Yeah.
And now they're flying drones through the clubhouse, and they're doing all kinds of stuff with, you know, content creation. And yep. But what it has done is it does make it feel more inviting and open and all that. And it's a chance for people to experience it, even if digitally. And by the way, they understand that if you're going to enter that realm, just like everything else they do, it has to be the best.
Yes.
And so their social and content creation platforms and teams are knocking it out of the park.
It is
so cool, the things that they've done. It just blows my mind.
And what you're able to do on the apps and in social and that kind of thing, to be able to, you can go on the app and you can watch a player's entire round shot for shot. It's amazing.
Nowhere else you can do that.
Yeah, if you go online and do it as well at masters.com. If you have a favorite player in the field, you can watch him shot for shot all the way through. You can watch Rory McIlroy on the 15th hole, exactly what happened to him. On the 17th hole, exactly what happened to him. It's amazing to see what they are able to do and what they are doing and embracing for us as people that like to consume all of this stuff, plus all the youth and everything and young people that they're trying to get into the game.
Yeah, and that Taste of the Masters, they offer that for sale every year, which is you got to take advantage of. All right, look, we talked about these storylines. Rory McIlroy with a major answer in round two. He's in position. Justin Rhodes leads in his 20th playing of the Masters. I was just looking at a note while we were at break there, and Justin Rhodes, at 44 years and 255 days old, is the third oldest solo leader after 36 holes of the Masters, behind only Raymond Floyd, who was 47 in 1990, and Sam Snead, who was 44 and 313 days back in 1957. So,
and don't forget, Jack won at age 46 as well.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the oldest.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the oldest for sure. So, Justin Rose, quite the story. Got to talk about Bryson DeChambeau. He's a huge emerging story. You know, we got asked about the LIV guys a lot, and it's hard to answer because we don't see them compete in a 72-hole stroke play on any level of golf course like this. And so it's kind of tough to understand where their games are. But Bryson DeChambeau, beginning here at Augusta last year where he tied for six, his best finish, and then would go on to contend and finish just shy of winning the PGA Championship, and then he would win the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, defeating Rory McIlroy. These two are on a collision course once again.
Yeah.
What is your take on what you've seen out of Bryson these first two rounds, and what are your expectations for him this weekend?
Well, and I think one of the things that Bryson has understood and what he's learned in his starts here at Augusta is that he's matured. He understands where he can make aggressive moves on the golf course, if he gets into a position, then he's out of position, then he's looking to make pars and keep the momentum going. But he's able to, hitting it, the stat, 331.6 is his average driving this week so far, leads the field in that. Well, that helps him in the par fives absolutely helps him in the par fives. And if he can get that ball in the fairway, then he can take a more advantage and attack the golf course more. And he said, even though he's hitting it that far, by virtue of hitting in the fairway, then it's easier for you to get at these flags and that kind of thing. But he understands that if the ball's not coming out of the window the correct way that he's wanting it to fly and turn and land and stuff, if he gets himself out of position, then he goes to the conservative mode, knowing that he can go back to the aggressive mode later on.
Bubba Watson was kind of the Bryson before Bryson, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And you remember when he first won in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And it was 20. Well, yeah. And then
2012 and 14.
And then in 14 is when he took on Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth was a young, first timer. And they were Jordan was hanging in there. But then they got to the back nine on 13, and Bubba went Bubba. And he hit it up, bomb up over those trees.
Yep.
And had a nine iron or wedge in?
Yeah.
And Jordan was back there hitting like four or five iron or something like that. And
it wasn't fair.
It just didn't seem like it was a fair fight. So to that end, can Bryson Bubba this golf course, or even before Bubba, there was Tiger, which they, required some changes to the, maybe Bubba required some changes too when they lengthened that 13th hole, but they Tiger proofed it. Are they going to, can DeChambeau do what those power hitters did?
Well, first of all, the interesting thing is Ted Scott was on the bag for Bubba in 2012 and 14 when he won the Masters. He's been on the bag for Scottie Scheffler in his two Masters victories in 22 and 24, and still on the bag for Scottie Scheffler. But having said that, I think Bryson is a little bit more controlled, and he when he knows and he feels that he can do it, he puts the pedal down 100% and he goes after it. And he has so much endeared himself to the public in the last year and a half with his social media and YouTube channel and everything that he's doing as a golf influencer, people are liking him more and more and more, and they want to see him play well.
Quite a cast of characters in the Chasers as well, including the defending champion, Scottie Scheffler, who is in a good position. I know he wishes he wouldn't have dropped a couple coming down the stretch on Friday, but nevertheless, he's right there with an opportunity. Scottie can go back-to-back for just become just the fourth player to ever do that. You're talking Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Nick Faldo, the other three who have won consecutive green jackets here at the Masters Tournament, and he hopes to do that. And I look again, like I talked about in the preview, when you see history and you say Jack won his first in 63, 2 years later he won his second, followed by his third the following year, and here we got Scottie winning in 22, his second 2 years later, and the opportunity to follow it up, just might be on a collision course with history following in Jack's footsteps.
Yeah, and Scottie in the first round, a blemish-free card of 68. But in the second round, what do you make? Five birdies and four bogeys. A little bit more roller coaster in that round. But if this is the worst round of the week and he gets better from here on out, you got to watch out for him.
Yeah,
no doubt.
There's no question. Hey, before we break, the chairman's press conference is always interesting every year on Wednesday. And one of the big things that they announced was this collaboration with Tiger Woods on because Tiger is going to design a new loop at the Patch golf course, the local Muni. And it's a new short course that Tiger's putting in there.
Yeah, par three or short course that they're going to be adding to the Patch. And it's going to be available for kids and everybody around. It's a municipal course. It's going to be a great opportunity to have this. And in conjunction with that, the loop, Tiger Woods is bringing in one of his foundation learning centers here. There's only two in the country right now in Southern California and Philadelphia, but they're going to bring one in right here, and it's going to benefit 23,000 kids here in the area in this county to be able to learn and get scholarships and all those types of things to help all these kids.
It's pretty awesome stuff.
Yep.
He also addressed pace of play and extended his concern about it. And I liked what the word he used was, you know, pace of play is a courtesy to the others on the golf course.
Yes.
And so when you talk about those courtesies that are extended in golf, that's one of them. You play fast so as not to inconvenience those behind you.
Yep.
And basically said that they're going to start them young, and in fact, starting to put a clock on the drive, chip, and putt participants beginning next year. So pretty interesting stuff. Also announced the details of the new player hospitality facility that will be available for the 2026 Masters. It is going to be something special for these players, no question about it. All right, we got to take a break. We'll continue from the 89th Masters inside the press building at Augusta National. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried & Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried & Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper from the 89th Masters Tournament here inside the press building at Augusta National. Just a privilege to be here. Hopefully you've enjoyed our coverage all week long. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, and then at Real Golf Radio on Instagram and Facebook and other social channels. And certainly don't want to miss what they're doing on the Masters coverage and their social channels. They are rock stars, and we're just happy to be a part of it. But hopefully you'll check it out, and thanks for being with us here each and every week on Real Golf Radio. It's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, Yeah, the caddy joins us right here on Real Golf Radio. I know he's excited to talk about the Masters. Caddy, what is up?
Oh, shoot. Are the Masters on this week? Oh, darn it. I knew that alarm meant something.
Oh. Yeah. I know you have an affinity for the players, but...
Leaderboard looks terrible. Nobody goes under the top of the leaderboard. Let's see here. Just everybody.
Just everyone. It's pretty good, isn't it, so far?
It's cranking up to be a great Masters weekend, and I think the course is just going to keep it crispy, which is fun.
I think you're right.
It's a Mr. T weekend.
Oh,
my prediction, pain.
That's right.
Well, here's the storylines, Caddy. I mean, the first one that you have to go with is the fact that Rory McIlroy had a major answer in the second round. He's in position to grab that elusive green jacket and join that Grand Slam club. It looked a little bleak on Thursday afternoon. Not going to lie, a couple double bogeys down the stretch. And what an answer, huh?
But here's my worry for Rory on the weekend. He played late the first day. That's when it's crispy and firm and difficult, and you got to really be careful. He played it early on Friday, and that's when you can go get it. And he can go get it when you can go get it. But now it's not like he hasn't won on tough, firm tracks like Bay Hill at times and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's just... It's lining up for my man, Scotty Scheffler.
Really?
It's lining up.
I was telling Brian just a little bit ago, if today was Scotty's worst round of the week, today was his, or Friday was his roller coaster day, and he struggled a little bit, made, five birdies and four bogeys. If today was his worst day, then you got to be watching for him coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I just think he's a really good chipper. Do you remember the stat, if I'm not mistaken on this stat, when Jose Maria beat Lehman?
Yep.
He missed 19 greens on the weekend and got 17 of them up and down.
Whew.
That's what Andy Martinez told me.
Yeah.
That was an amazing stat, if it was true. I'm not sure it was true, but you know our model. Anyway.
Well, how good he is as far as a chipper is concerned is you saw it on the back of 12 in the second round, chipped it in the hole after hitting it over the green. You know, he gets it up and down. He gets it up and down with regularity. And the cool thing about him is he plays the par five so well that he scores so well on those par fives, and then he lets the rest of the golf course come to him when he hits good shots and hits some good putts. So today or Friday was just a little bit loose, but I'll tell you what, 5 under par and only 3 shots back with 36 holes to play, you definitely do not count him out.
Yeah, and the Friday round was real good till the last couple holes when it was getting really, really bumpy and crusty and difficult.
Yeah.
Super difficult.
Yep.
I wouldn't put too much worry about that. I think he's just fine. But no, it's just, I mean, this is what it's all. They're just so good at this event at just getting it exciting on the weekend. The way the field's figured out, the course, it's just amazing. I mean, I'm looking at the leaderboard right now and I'm like, man. It's just going to be so good.
Is there somebody besides Scottie Scheffler that's got your attention? You know, when you look at that, I mean, God, I don't know that I'd want to take on Bryson DeChambeau. You know how they always say, boy, they don't want a piece of these guys in the playoffs, even though they haven't had a great year or blah, blah, blah. You know, I just think I don't love seeing DeChambeau there if I'm any one of the other competitors. That's all I'm saying.
Bryson DeChambeau, legit. Is the number, arguably the number two or three player in the world. Arguably the number two, definitely one of the top three.
Yeah.
He's that good. And it's a great course for him. He's finally, I think he's got it figured out. Bryson's he's a huge threat up there. I'm looking down some of the stuff, like, you know, so a guy who has a pretty legit chance, Shane Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Lowry.
Yep.
It's another great chipper, right? He's, why am I on the chipping thing? I don't know. Cause I don't think, you know, Bryson's good at some short game shots, but I don't think he's a great chipper. He has trouble with the distance control on the chips, but the way he drives it, it's just such a good course for him. Bombing it out there, fairly straight, etc. Yeah.
How about Bryson? Bryson is leading the field in driving distance this week at 331.6.
What's he hitting three woods? He'll be laying back.
That's pretty good. What's he hitting three woods?
He and Rory can fly at 340.
Yep. Yep.
If they really bob it at their best, they can fly at legit 340. I've seen it.
Yep.
The two
really cool things that could happen this week is Scheffler and McIlroy coming down the stretch with career grand slam or back-to-back on the line, or McIlroy and Lowry coming down the stretch, two Irishmen, which would be kind of fun to see too.
Yeah, we talked with our good friend Greg Allen from RTE Radio in Ireland, and he said, look, they've been blessed for, you know, since 2007 with 10 major championships over, what, five players?
Yes.
And yet the elusive major is the Masters, and Bob jumped right in. He nailed it. It's the Irish Grand Slam opportunity to pick that one up. And you would think, isn't it the Emerald Isle? Isn't that what they call it?
Yep.
Yeah, you would think that would,
Green,
you know,
Jacket.
Green
Emerald
Jacket
Isle
would fit that, right? Yeah.
That's why you guys make the big money. Making these. No, you're right, though. It's the jacket ceremony. How about Longer playing as well as he did? I mean, wow.
There was an audible, when he missed that putt on, was it 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the press building. There isn't anybody that didn't want to see him make the cut on his last Masters.
And Freddie, too. Freddie played pretty good, too.
He sure did. He was right there. I just love the fact that to anybody who plays golf, 95% of the people who play golf, I might point out that Fred Couples hit his driver 290 on the fifth hole, and he's telling me, I'm not strong enough to hit a 6-iron anymore. I need a 6-hybrid. everybody pay attention to what Fred's telling you. If you haven't hit a 6-hybrid, I highly recommend. It's like stealing. It's like cheating out there. Cheating. At 6-hybrid. Oh, yeah. If you can't hit a 9-iron about 150, put that 6-hybrid in your bag. Get rid of your 6-iron. It's an awesome club. It really is.
Hey, Caddy, we're going to talk about this probably next week more, but I just wanted to wet your whistle with this one. So I had a chance on two occasions to visit with Jeff Ogilvie, the 2006 U.S. Open champ, this week. And I overheard him talking to one of our friends that's a writer, and he was asking him a little bit about this Live PGA Tour thing. And the comment he made just, I don't know why, it just really struck me. He said, they have mistaken their product for being the players. And he said, the product is golf. And he said, this place, speaking of Augusta and the Masters, is the perfect example. This week, of all the weeks, is the least about the players. And yet it's the players' favorite place to come. And he said players would pay to play in the Masters. So if you're having to offer up insane gobs of money, maybe your product isn't very good. Because if it was really that good, you wouldn't have to. Nobody thinks about the money here. There's lots of money to be made at Augusta, but people aren't talking about that. It's about winning the green jacket. It's about history. It's about cementing your legacy, all of those kind of things. And I just, it just really stood out to me. Wow, you're exactly right. This has all been about the players and not the product. And he said, by the way, the PGA Tour is probably guilty of it as well. You know, they rested on the laurels of one of the most marketable athletes of all time in Tiger Woods for three decades, and they probably let a few things slide, and now they're having to figure it out. But anyway, he had some such great points, but the idea that it's not the players, it's the product. It's the product is the golf, and nobody presents that like Augusta does.
Well, it only takes 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years to build that up. So there's
yes,
time.
He did acknowledge that, by the yes. way. He did acknowledge that.
Yeah,
he
and, said it and, takes time. And one of the championships that you really like, the Players' Championship, is starting to get to that echelon where the traditions are there. And Brian and I were talking about this yesterday, that it's really cool that they have quit saying the fifth major, but they're talking about championship season with the Players' Championship, which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think don't put too much stock in subjective things. You can call anything you measure if you want. Some other tours do that. They just make one up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the dollar store major championship. No offense to the cars.
Actually, no offense to the dollar store. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Not something I thought I would hear on the show today.
Well, you know, yeah, you don't usually connect those with Augusta, but if John Daly comes in, if John Daly's in the next, then there's the connection.
Actually, actually, when you go to the concession stand, you know, it's kind of the dollar store. I mean, we're there, right? $1.25 sandwiches, $1.50 drinks, and ice cream. Hey, we can report, by the way, that the Georgia Peach ice cream sandwiches are as good as you might remember.
Yes, and there's a new item on the list in the concessions, but it's only in two of the concession areas. Number one, which is the main concession up by the merchandising building where you get merchandise, and number eight, and I don't know where that concession is, but they have what is called the tomato pie.
Sounds terrible.
No, it's really good.
I'm sure it is.
It's like a Hot Pocket with a flakier crust, and it has like a pizza sauce and pizza Parmesan sauce in the middle, and it's actually really good.
I heard some Generation Z really skinny reporter with a beard who everybody knows, and I guess he talks to everybody. He was saying that's the best Hot Pocket he's ever had, and yeah, and I'm like, this dude had credibility on this.
Is that Marty?
So yeah.
Is that Marty you're talking about?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Well, Caddy, we're out of time, unfortunately, but man, I know this is going to be a great weekend. Enjoy it. We will talk to you. We'll wrap it all up next week. Can't wait for your comments. Thank you, gentlemen, is usually
the reply.
Yeah, but apparently he's out. Before we leave, tip of the cap to the heavens to our good friend, Jeff Babineau. We miss you, pal. It's not the same without you. For Bob Casper, for our producer, Dave Glauser, I'm Brian Taylor. Enjoy all that this weekend has to offer at the 89th Masters. We'll wrap it up all next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.